So the ranch fire is now considered the largest in state history. What additional challenges does that pose for containment?
Just the type of terrain it's burning in, the topography. The vegetation, of course, is so dry. It remains dry, even with the rains we got earlier this year as well as last year. It's going to take several years of significant weather, as far as winter and snowpack, to bring California back up to the plateau it needs to be, as well as the vegetation.
Do you have an estimated containment date for the three major fires burning in California right now?
We're looking at the latter part of this month into next month for probably the ranch as well as the car. But again, it just depends on what weather comes into play.
Right. Have you had any trouble getting enough personnel?
Well, we got resources from 17 states in the nation. A lot of countries have stepped up. New Zealand and Australia sent personnel that, as they've done in the past. So it's great to see those folks as well. But, upwards of almost 14,000 individuals assigned to these fires in the state of California over a week ago. October and December of last year saw maybe 11,000, maybe close to 12,000 at the very, very most at any given time. So, this is an all-time high where resources have been received.
So we've sadly had six firefighters killed this year. Are fires becoming more dangerous than before?
These fires have been burning since early this year. They're extremely erratic. When you have a fire tornado develop, in a very short period of time and just amplify its progress, that particular the car fire's progress into West Redding, that's kind of an eye-opener as far as the weather conditions and the volatility that we're having to deal with on the ground.
Right, and how is CAL FIRE adapting to these changes?
In a lot of cases on these particular fires, we need to get out in front of these fires more so than we used to. We may not be, in a lot of cases, be able to get right on the fire line. So we might get out ahead of these fires 100, 200 yards or a mile or so to cut the line, to put the line down, to use aircraft.
So I know a lot of people are concerned for their neighborhoods. For those that have recently burned, is there any risk that a fire could sweep through the same area again this year?
It's never say never. I mean, everybody needs to be prepared in the state of California. And by prepared, I mean prepared to evacuate, number one. These fires are killing individuals. They're killing firefighters and they're killing civilians. So we all need to work together as a team. The public needs to take the responsibility to be prepared and to leave when it is appropriate to do so. Again, if that fire is coming, you need to evacuate if the orders have been given. Being prepared also for those folks that are camping, taking their trailers from the cities up into the countryside, make sure that they're mechanically sound, that their tires are good. I know I pull a fifth wheel, so I make sure I do what we call the walk around. Towing a trailer as far as a boat trailer or a cargo trailer, whatever it may be, making sure your tow chains are, attached properly and that they're not going to fall off. Anything that causes a spark more than likely will cause a fire this year.